This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, September 9. Transforming Holiness. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 26. Vindicate me, Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered. Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. For I have always been mindful of your unfailing love, and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. I do not sit with the deceitful, nor do I associate with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence, and go about your altar, Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. I lead a blameless life. Deliver me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the great congregation, I will praise the Lord. Psalm 26 makes me uncomfortable. It's full of boasting and pride. The psalmist says things like, I trust in you, Lord. My thoughts are pure. My desires are proper. I don't associate with sinners. I lead a blameless life, and I always sing your praises. The psalmist has a pretty high opinion of himself, but I don't buy it. Nobody is that holy. But there is Jesus. Throughout his life, he embodied the holiness described in Psalm 26. He trusted his Father completely. In the wilderness, at sea, under arrest, on the cross, the glory of God filled his thoughts, shaped his desires, and determined his actions. In life and in death, Jesus was blameless. But Jesus did overturn one part of Psalm 26, and it was scandalous. His opponents complained, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." And they were right. Jesus spent quality time with people who simply did not measure up. To his opponents, that could only mean that Jesus himself did not measure up. But they were using the wrong measure. To their way of thinking, sin had the power to turn water into poison. But the holiness of Jesus had the power to turn water into wine. So Jesus transformed sinners back then. And he still transforms sinners today, sinners like you and me. Pray with me. Jesus, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. By your holiness, transform me so that my thoughts and desires and actions give glory to God. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.